Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Fertilizing your mind. A lot of fertilizer is being spread around this time of year because it's a good time of year to get things growing. I'm talking about natural fertilizer. We have natural fertilizer here. No fake stuff here. No chemicals. It's all a straight poop, if you know what I mean, on what's going on in the world. Jennifer Horn is back from her couple of days off when she was drinking and cavorting, and she'll probably tell us a little about that. Not too much. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay is in the midst of a huge storm, which we talked about yesterday. Jay Kirshner's down in Nashville. That's where she lives. And the storms that have gone across through the Mid-South have actually blown all the way east now. Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, said they had a real horrendous storm. So what did you get in New Jersey last night, Victoria? Anything? We have some rain here in New England, but we don't have anything other than rain. You have anything
there? We just have incredibly dense fog. I live here at the beach, and it's kind of like one of those horror movie scenes where the fog is so thick you really can't see more than 25, 50
feet. There's a murder mystery taking place there.
Yeah, feels like it.
Right, exactly.
There's something extra creepy when the fog is like right at the shoreline.
Yeah,
you know, there's
right.
This. Yeah.
London. London.
Never see much. Outside.
You know, when you don't see much fog, in Los Angeles where Jennifer is, it isn't foggy. It's just the clouds come in and they settle. What do they? I forget what they call that when it comes in and settles, sort of on the west side of the hill. Is that but there's cloud cover? But there's some other name for it.
They call it fog, but during June we call it, because we get it a lot during June, so we call it June gloom.
June gloom. All right, so we have a month to wait for that. Meanwhile, it's May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. We'll celebrate that during the course of the program today. We'll find out. Actually, just for a moment, bring us up to date on what kind of wine you were drinking and how sloshed you got over the last couple,
rude.
3 days.
I don't think we really did. I went away from
If your father weren't with you, did your father go with you?
No, it was just my mom and me. We went
to...
Yeah, my mom's been kind of back and forth between taking care of her dad and home, which happens to not be in the same state. And so she's getting ready for another tour of duty. And so we decided we would spend a little time together before she went. Yeah, so we went up to San Ynez and Solvang, and we just went to one winery.
One of the most beautiful places in this country.
So beautiful. And the weather was perfect this weekend. Saturday there was a ton of wind, Sunday there was a ton of wind, but it was still warm and clear and the air was fresh and it was just so, so nice. And we had a great dinner, and I realized, you know, I hadn't really been out to dinner. went out to breakfast, Doug, but I was thinking, I was trying to figure out the last time I'd been out to like a nice dinner.
Yep.
And yeah, it's been a while. So for both of us, so we had a great dinner out, and the wineries are open, and they were bustling, and everything feels very safe. Most everything is outdoors in San Ynez, and they're doing these great tastings. And so we did that on Sunday and shopped and just wandered around on Monday. It was great. We just had a really nice time.
Yeah. Okay, well, so it's good to have a good time. Let's get to some people in the news. Derek Chauvin's attorney has filed a motion. I said something before we went on the air in this hour to Victoria, and she said, yeah, we knew that was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
So,
he wrote his lawyer's number on his phone.
We didn't know why, because this is new. This sort of happened with, I think we all knew that there was going to be, obviously, an appeal process, but what happened yesterday really had nothing to do with that. There was a picture that came out of one of the jurors at a rally featuring George Floyd's family and a shirt that says knee on their neck. And as soon as that came out, and it came out yesterday publicly, within hours, the attorney filed a motion, not even for an appeal, but to just you know, a throwout and a new trial because they said jury misconduct. And so I think...
After it's over, is that jury misconduct?
Well, no, because
well,
it was before.
He was biased during the trial. Yeah.
The picture was not after in celebration. The picture came from before. And remember, the jury has to go through questions and answers, right? Mm-hmm. Where were you? And this is one of the things we talked about. How in the world is anyone not affected by this story, especially in the city of Minneapolis? And so if you have someone who might have lied about their circumstance or about knowing more about this case, and they were at a rally for the family. What are you going to do?
Really frustrating. So this guy could get off. Well, see what happens.
Well, it's not necessarily getting off. It would be.
I think a whole new trial would be even more challenging than an appeal, honestly.
Right. And that's... Especially after, I mean, it's just more chance for people. I mean, how do you find a jury anywhere?
How did they, in fact? It's 12 past the hour. This is the VJV program, so... Kevin McCarthy, who's a Republican and happens to be the minority leader of the House, he's from Gen State, California, was trashing Liz Cheney. Why is it that the Trumpers, with McCarthy has been in and out with Trump, they so dislike Liz Cheney? She's there's something about her that I see. There's a light on at home there. And I don't know that much. I mean, I don't like her father for sure. But there's something about her, and it isn't that she didn't like Trump. McCarthy says that she has real problems. She's talking to Steve Doocy on Fox and Friends. So what do we make of this? The Republicans eating their young. I could see where Cheney would be popular for a lot of reasons. You know, she's gay, right? And so she's got that. I thought she was.
Different sister.
Oh, another sister. Okay. All right. So
Liz Cheney isn't the lesbian? I thought she was all along.
I thought she was too.
I don't think so. Let's look. Let's double check. I thought she was not.
I'm pretty sure.
Wasn't it Mary Beth or something like that?
No, I think it's Liz. I think it's Liz too. No, right, anyway.
Not that it matters at all.
Well, it doesn't, but it does. Well, as far as being a Republican that gets votes from a stranger, a different group of people, it's like blacks.
She's married. Philip Perry is her husband. So unless Philip's got a secret,
apologies to Liz Cheney.
Yeah, I thought the Cheney that was gay was Mary something, Mary Beth or something like that. Yeah.
But anyway, so here they have an opportunity if they're even seeing it. George Bush said something. He's out pushing his book. And he has been fairly strident when talking about the current Republican Party. And he didn't make reference to Liz Cheney or any others. He just says to anybody who will ask him, it's the Republicans, if they're going to succeed or they're going to survive, have to stop being white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. And
that's why they want to dump Liz Cheney. I mean, here's the thing.
In favor of Kevin McCarthy, who's not our white Anglo-Saxon?
No, in favor of the Make America Great Again agenda. So instead of this being about Trump, what Trump did was widen the tent of the Republican Party. You may say anything you want about him, but he had more Latino voters, he had more black voters, he had more Asian voters than anybody else. I mean, more than Bush, more than Romney, more than anybody that's run since the Civil War, I think a Republican has gotten more minority votes, and that has been Donald
Lincoln
Trump.
Was
and
the
so,
first Republican,
right? So you have to ask yourself what he was doing, and this is what Republicans have been doing. It's less about Trump and more about the MAGA agenda, the America First agenda, and so that has been popular and adopted by the Republican Party.
So how does she
Party.
Not fit into that? What is she?
Because she's not in favor of it. She has said she's come out against it. She's for amnesty. She's for all of these different things. In fact, she released her standpoint on amnesty and immigration. It was a direct copy of what was provided by the White House, and it happens to be that Joe Biden is sitting inside the White House, and Republicans don't typically like what he's doing on immigration because he screwed it all up. So I think I think there's only one thing for her to do, and that is not be in leadership. This doesn't mean she's not going to be in Congress anymore. That's up to her constituents. But if you are going into an election year where it is very possible, and I'm talking about 85 to 90% possible that Republicans retake the House, you need to have a strong leadership team and a leadership team that reflects the agenda that Republican voters are looking for.
So how'd she get to be in that leadership position in the first place?
They vote on it. I mean, she's not getting kicked out of Congress. This is, it's voted on with
leadership.
Congress.
So how is she not as
Congress
good or better
that,
than
not the voter.
That Marilyn or whatever her name is Green? What's the why?
Why would you compare the two?
Because I hear both of those names more prominently than any other Republican woman, with the exception of Kristi Noem.
Well,
who seems
I think we should probably talk about Elise Stefanik. Elise Stefanik from New York is the one who is looking to replace Liz Cheney as the third highest leader in Congress for the Republicans. So, again, this is not about her role in Congress. She is still going to have that, although she's already facing a challenger. So that's on her to try to defend her seat. Mm-hmm. The idea is that if you're not reflective of where the party is going and the party really wants to win back control of the House, they need to have leadership team that's all in sync with each other, and that is Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, and most likely now probably it looks like Elise Stefanik, who's going to try to rally to take her
position. Where is she from?
And they vote on this every year, New York.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit. I mentioned Kristi Noem all of a sudden out of nowhere, although she's been fairly out there in terms of policy during the economic demise and the whole business with COVID. She said something that really appealed to me, and I thought I'd just share this with you for a moment. We can talk about it later if you want. Remember, she's governor of South Dakota. She's a farm kid, in a sense. That isn't what necessarily, she looks like she needs a good hamburger, though. That isn't why she appeals to me. She said that COVID did not crush the economy, the government did. And I think she's right on. That the way this was handled was so ridiculous, and the government went so out of control. And it was, it's Trump's government at the time, but the circumstances in which we find ourselves today, people say, oh, the economy's great. The economy is on stilts, and the good storm can blow it right over.
That's not what Wall Street's saying right now at all. That's what
my friends who are.
Okay, well, they're friends, but that's not Wall Street, which tends to really
be
the bellwether.
Yes, it is. I have plenty of friends on Wall Street. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, but Wall Street as a whole is not saying that at all.
I'd like to think
that
we're in a good place, but I'm not sure that we are.
The inflation that's coming is rough.
Yeah, the borrowing and stuff. Yeah, but things do seem, you're right, things are healthy at the moment, and investors
are
getting
great returns.
We have a
rental and housing crisis looming. That's the biggest threat that a lot of people don't even
have. And that's where the government could help more instead of giving money to people who are here illegally, I think, anyway. All right, so it's 18 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Half the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan Jay is out today because the weather wiped things out down in her neck of the woods. However, the trending list has been prepared. And ladies, it appears one of the big jingles here today is the Carter Center photos from Joe Biden and his wife and the Carters. We'll get to that whole. This sounds like it's very serious stuff.
Funny.
Right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. The Carter Center has released a photo. So what about this image and why it is, who looks bigger than whom, or what looks like they're out on a land boat?
This story just made me laugh. It's not even a story, but it's a picture that's been all over social media. And it was from last week when the Bidens went to go see the Carters. Mm-hmm. And now the Carters are older and they're smaller people, but the Bidens are not incredibly big. I mean, they're, you know, normal.
It's like a Gulliver picture.
It's exactly what it looks like. It looks like the Carters live in a dollhouse. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a fan of the movie, this is the thing that I thought of because I love Elf. Is it's kind of like when Will Ferrell comes home as a full-grown adult.
Well, she's very frail. You know, they're in their 90s, and they're both frail. She's very frail. And so I think he's, what is he, 94, 95, something like that?
96, I think.
96, yeah. Okay, but he still gets out there with a hammer and does the, what do they call it?
Habitat for Humanity.
Habitat, yeah, right, exactly.
Well, see, and what I was thinking is when, because this picture just came out over the last couple of days, and social media just had fun with it, saying, oh, look, the lollipop kids, and, you know, just funny stuff, and people have been, changing around, making it Rosalind and Jimmy that were bigger than the bio, you know, messing around with the perspectives. And it's just been funny.
So how old
when
is Jill
Biden?
Her,
no, just to finish this little thought. Okay. When I saw Rosalind Carter standing in the doorway, because one of the pictures last week that came out was her standing in the doorway and the Bidens leaving, I thought, my gosh, she looks amazing. I know she's little, but her skin and her face is like,
she's using
her age,
crepe away?
She's using that oil of Olay, hardcore, and it looks really good.
All right, so back to Jill Biden. How old is she? Anybody know? Biden himself is what, 78? I think he's 78.
Oh, you're talking about Biden. You want Jill Biden?
No, I'm talking about Jill Biden is 78. How old is his wife?
Jill's in her 60s, isn't she?
Yeah.
She is 69.
Is she?
Wow. Okay, so she looks really good for 69.
I think she does too. Yeah,
I was even going to go with like maybe she's 60 or 61. I had no idea. Yeah. Wow. All right, well.
And Rosalind's 93.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 93.
All right.
Wow.
Meghan Markle trending. Because she has written a children's book. What's it about? Anybody
it's about
see
fathers
this?
And sons through. It's about fathers and sons
bench.
Through the eyes of a mother.
Mm-hmm.
So
will she go do
by
a tour?
Seeing Harry, I don't know. Was inspired by seeing Harry with their little boy Archie.
Yes.
So that was the inspiration for her to write it.
That's cool.
For
that gets
Day.
Some
yeah.
traction and. Whether it's she, there's a an audio book. Apparently, she's doing the. A narrative for that. A lot of people do that now, do the narrative of a book on tape, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if she's around and does interviews about the book or for the book, you know what the distraction is going to be there. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offer. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee on Tuesday, but several Wisconsin Republicans say they wish the vice president had gone to the U.S.-Mexico border instead. The critics include U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, quote, happy to have her visit Milwaukee, but she really ought to inspect the crisis President Biden created at the border, end quote. Fatalities have been confirmed after a small plane crashed into a Hattiesburg home Tuesday evening. Hattiesburg, Mississippi Police Department said they were notified of an aircraft crash about 11:20 local time Tuesday night. Once at the scene, emergency personnel confirmed that the small civilian plane had crashed into a home. The Federal Aviation Administration has been contacted to investigate the crash. The National Football League will release its full regular season schedule for all 32 teams in a week. The 2021 schedule will be released on May 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
A Belgium farmer moving a stone in his field has created an international incident. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A farmer in Belgium may have accidentally started an international incident by moving a stone. The farmer, annoyed that the rock was in the way of his tractor, pushed it about 7 feet to the side to allow him to continue working his field near the Belgian village of Eerkewennis. However, the stone in question was a marker laying out the border between Belgium and France. The marker dates back to 1819 when the border between the two nations was first drawn out. Local authorities say they'll get in touch with the farmer and ask him to replace the stone marker.
Belgium hosts the European Union and NATO. It is located between the Netherlands and France. The U.S. birth rate fell 4% last year, the largest single-year decrease in nearly 50 years, according to a government report being released tomorrow. The rate dropped for moms of every major race and ethnicity, falling to the lowest point since federal health officials started tracking it more than a century ago. Births have been declining in younger women for years, as many postponed motherhood and had smaller families. Birth rates for women in their 30s and 40s have been inching up, but not last year. Some cite the pandemic as another reason for the drop. A woman who went missing nearly 6 months ago was found living in a tent in a national forest in Utah, sustaining on a diet including grass and moss, after a drone searching for her crashed nearby. The 47-year-old, who wasn't publicly identified, was discovered Sunday in a remote campground of the Uttawasaskash National Forest. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Four at the hour on this Wednesday, the 5th of May. We're 10 days away from another Mercury retrograde. Let's keep our fingers crossed on how potent that may be. The DJV program features every day Jennifer Horn, or most every day. She was out drinking the last couple of days. Victoria Keelan, who is here from her the swashbuckling shore of New Jersey. Jay has a problem. Jay Kirshner can't be with us because of the storm that went through there. I think there's a...
She keeps saying it's not the storm, it's just her street.
Well, because other people in the area are going to be like,
there's no storm.
Yeah. Well, how about this?
People listening. It's a residual effect.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. So have you pushed your happiness button yet, ladies, for the day? Instantly, when you push that button, if you have it, you missed something that was very exciting on Monday, Jennifer, not being here. During the first hour or two of the program, I'd taken a Benadryl on Sunday night because of my allergies, and I haven't had a Benadryl for years, but it was
Did
so, everything was draining. Well, I did knock myself out. I went to sleep.
He took one Benadryl, which is half the dose, and like 16 hours later, he was so loopy on the air on Monday. Like, we didn't know what he was talking about. He sounded like he had no energy.
I don't think
he
knew what I was talking about.
So you do realize that the dose that you took of Benadryl is what you give a chihuahua to travel across country.
Yeah, really. I remember, you're right. I gave it to Charlotte once. It didn't have any effect on her. But, yeah, you're supposed to give him a little dog.
Think about that. Let that sink in.
Yeah, right. I have no tolerance for any of that stuff. All right, let's push ahead here, Victoria, with the latest on vaccinations and who's getting it and who's not getting it, why people are getting it and they aren't getting it. The president has set a new target, right?
Yes. So his new goal is 70% of all adults, American adults, get one shot, at least one dose by July 4th. So the CDC shows that we're at 56% right now of American adults who have one shot. 40% of adults are fully vaccinated. We're right now the U.S. leads the way in terms of the country given, you know, the most vaccinations. But we're seeing that this is really sharply falling off.
Well, that's not Israel. It's pretty much 4% of the people in Israel have had.
Well, in terms of the number of shots given, the U.S. So, and then the other update is that the Biden administration is going to start reallocating doses based on demand. So a lot of states are just sitting here with you know, excess vaccines, and no one's using them, so they're getting tossed. So they're now going to reshuffle them.
What are those states? I'd be curious to know which ones are eager, people that live in the states are eager to get their shots, and which ones are not. Is it a geographic consideration more than anything else?
I would imagine politics plays into this, right?
Yeah,
because
it does.
We do know that that's a big thing. So.
Well, I think it's not only politics, but I think a lot of racial groups are also kind of...
That's true. Black people still have the... Yeah, right.
Yeah, when you have groups that have been told to distrust the government for a long time, then people scratch their head and go, well, why are they distrusting the government when it comes to vaccines? Well, they're doing it because that's what has been programmed into people to do.
It's too bad the government had such a play in it, the industry itself, or the medical world didn't get on this instead of the government more quickly, I think, or at least some cooperative
thing. The fact that this has become so politicized, and I think the other thing is that they've, just from a public relations standpoint, I look at this stuff and I realize, like, I don't know, I just feel like they've bungled it in the way that they rolled it out, saying, yeah, take the vaccine, but you still need masks and you still need distancing and you still need all of that. They did that very early on. Now they're trying to back off of that message because I think they knew it was a loser. But when you're trying to incentivize something for someone to take that extra step and get vaccinated for, you know, the good of themselves and the good of the people around them, then you want to give them some incentive to do that. It's the reason that Big Pharma does commercials with, like, you know, the butterfly flying through the air or the people running on the beach with a new lease on life. And then at the very end, they show you all the side effects and all the bad stuff that can happen.
Right, yeah,
the administration sort of should have taken the idea from Big Pharma saying, hey, take this vaccine because you'll be able to take your mask off and hang out with your family and then give you the small, tiny print in the background. But instead, it was kind of like a vice versa thing. And I think a lot of people are just they're just tired of it. And it's just too much.
I thought it was interesting, Evan Fournier, who is a player for the Boston Celtics, has been diagnosed with COVID, and he's been sick for about a month. And so he says the symptoms that he dealt with, blurry vision, perception issues, the same stuff you had, Jennifer, no taste, no smell, but he can't play, and he feels strange just moving. He says he's been in a really weird place, like he'd had a concussion once a year or two ago, and he said it feels just like that. That's one of the most, I don't know what the right adjective is to describe his description, but I thought it was poignant in that, you know, talking about, I hadn't heard about blurry vision being a part of this depth perception.
Yeah,
have you?
I didn't have that. I didn't have that when I had it. But what I will say is that I've never had a concussion, but I did. There were moments where I'd be sitting like on the couch trying to focus on my emails or on a television show or on something, and I would just feel like everything was rushing by me. And it's really hard to wrap my head around how to articulate it, but. That was a sensation. It was like a lack of ability to focus, sort of. And I would imagine that would be the same thing if you had a concussion. I think for some people it's neurological. Some people it's respiratory. Some people it becomes more intestinal. it really, it's so individual. Like we've been saying all along, that's what makes it hard to combat or to figure out how your body's going to deal with it, because everybody handles it differently, vaccine included, too.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. All right, while we're in the sports corner here for a minute, I thought it was interesting, Sterling Brown, not Sterling K. Brown. I have learned that, Victoria. Thank you for teaching me the difference. I thought,
you're like,
Sterling,
I thought he was an actor. He is, yeah. But that's a different one.
That's a different one, right.
The initial.
This one is an NBA player. He has settled with the Milwaukee police. He sued them because of something that happened a couple of years ago. He was tased and tackled and stepped on by the police. So he gets $750,000 out of it, but they wouldn't admit that his rights were violated by the city. I'd say this was kind of a dicey thing given the...
They apologized to him, and this is the thing that, you know, we've gone back and forth on this show about, you know, police and you know, as yeah. Jen has said, you know, take the arrest. Well, that's exactly what Antonio Brown did. I remember watching this entire film from 2018. All the body cam footage was released. It was appalling how calm he was. He didn't resist anything. He was respectful. And they stepped on his ankle. They knew they were going to try to injure him. They knew he was an NBA player. And they actually mocked him on camera about what, you know, potential civil rights complaint he might make. It was so disgusting to watch this. And they pulled him over. He was in a CVS with his girlfriend in the parking lot. He had gone in to get a Gatorade or something. When he came out, a cop had pulled up on him and said that he had taken up two parking spots. That's what he was supposedly arrested for.
Yeah.
And then like four other trucks pull up. I mean, it looked like a SWAT team that had nothing else to do in the middle of the night and pulled
up on him.
But you see,
that's the problem.
It was disgusting.
That is the problem, because...
The problem, though, is this is when white people say, take the arrest and be calm and don't resist arrest, black people are laughing at that going, okay, well, a lot of us do. This guy happened to be an NBA player, and that's why we know about the story. But so many people do take the arrest, and they do act in a calm manner, and they still get tased, and they still get basically beaten up by the cops.
If all of this that you say is true, why would anybody do that? Why would, if they, did they know?
That's a great question.
The guy was patrolling around.
I don't understand that.
The guy was patrolling around.
He
saw a black guy in a fancy SUV. Yeah. There's no other explanation. That cop who actually initiated all this is not even a cop anymore. They took him off of patrol duty and put him on a desk job. And for the last 3 years, that's what he's been doing. It was so egregious. If you saw the video, there is absolutely no explanation that the cops could have. And that's why the city council voted to give him $750,000. And they're working on programs now, and they're using the video as a training tool and all this other crap.
Training, man.
But
it's all about training. Hiring people psychologically.
I think that is about training.
I don't think it's about training. It's
I mean, who's trained to do that? I don't understand.
I know. Trained, not trained. How to do it. Can we go back to Kristi Noem for a minute?
Here's the new flavor of the week.
No, that's not fair. I find this attention, and maybe I've been out to lunch, but now I see that she has published an opinion piece, and her the focus on it is our cultural challenges and what students should be taught. And I think, you know, there's something to what she's saying, frankly, whether she's the flavor of the week or not. She said a couple of things that have come to my attention in the past couple of weeks that appealed to me as a voter or as an American. I think there is a lot of anti-American indoctrination that goes on the part of the news media. I've been saying that for years and years and years.
What she's talking about is this stupid 1776 pledge.
Yeah,
that
I don't hold
removes,
to that.
Yeah, well, it removes. I have friends
project.
Who are. Yeah, I have friends who are, a lot of friends who are teachers, and this is something that has come up in a lot of schools in different states. And this is, you know, this is like erasing actual American history. It doesn't talk about slavery, and it doesn't talk about anything that was ever, you know, anything that was ever racist in the country, whether that's Japanese people being put in internment camps. It erases and whitewashes all of history. And the people who are behind this, that's what they want, and they're claiming that it's patriotic. It's BS.
That's a little bit different than so this history that they're clinging to is what is being taught in classrooms because of this push to have the 1619 Project, which is a story that is completely not based in fact, and it claims that
what is
slaves
it?
Are the
what,
ones
what?
that
What's the, why is it called 1619?
The 1619 is the idea that the country was founded by slaves, and that the it really kind of bases America's whole history in slavery.
Well, why do they call it
1619?
What's the significance?
Because that's the idea. That's when they say the country was truly founded by the slaves, and it has nothing to do with 1776. And it leaves out really what the fundamentals and the founding fathers did with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and it's revisionist history that's rolled out right now in schools. And this
slavery
is why
did not start in 1619. Slavery started back in the early the Catholic, the early time. It's like
it's
a thousand years
Doug.
Old.
There were slaves
biblical.
In biblical times.
That's
the
what
Egyptians
I'm saying. I'm going back. Yeah, yeah. That's what
that
I'm saying.
You
ask yeah.
them.
Right.
Yeah.
I said a thousand years, maybe even.
Several thousands.
It's not about when slavery started. They're saying that slaves started the United States, and that the United States is steeped in racism, which is not true. It's revisionist history. The 1619 Project is being used in schools in blue states. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous idea. And so, let's just teach history, the good and the bad, and the fact that we are still the greatest country.
Well,
we can't seem to agree
on what history is, because it has been. If
because
you'll
people
pardon
are
the
lying.
Pun,
this curriculum.
A lot of the stuff
yes.
is. Hey. All right, 46 past the hour
history.
On the DJV program. Let's rethink your weight loss program. If it hasn't worked, time for you to take another approach. What's the right approach? Well, I've been talking about Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, for 4.5 years now. At least, we've been pretty effective, obviously, getting people to go visit toploss.com, which is the website, and study what people are doing to feel more connected to their bodies and thus understand how to lose weight and keep it off. That's the way Calitren works. It's a capsule, it's in the liquid too. You take it at night before you go to bed, goes to work on your body, and if you have a decent exercise program, you're going to see the difference, feel the difference very quickly. Neat, neat, neat. And because of the constitution of this product, it is it's the best way in the world to keep the weight off once you work hard, no matter what the program, to lose it. So keep the weight off with Calitren. Find out how it works at Top Loss and order it using the DJV code. You'll get the special spring pricing and no charge for shipping at toploss.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft at the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or...
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour now on the DJB program with Victoria Keelan, focused like a laser beam on what's happening in the day-to-day technology, that the usage of various tools that affect you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, somebody is selling account information, and what's the story behind this story?
Mm-hmm. Someone's selling account information for 21 million customers of Park Mobile, which is a mobile parking app that's very popular in North America. If you've ever gone into a town or a city where, you know, you had to mark down the number, the parking spot number that's listed on the ground, and you register with the mobile app, and then you pay that way. That's Park Mobile. And so cybersecurity firms discovered that this new sales thread in Naturally, a Russian language crime forum, that have included all of these Park Mobile account information. Essentially, what they took was they stole customer email addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, license plate numbers, hashed passwords, and mailing addresses. So this Park Mobile is based in Atlanta. They said that they're working with multiple cybersecurity firms right now to try to patch this hole. This didn't come from them. It came from a third-party software that they use. The one little bit of good information is that there's no sensitive data or payment credit card information, because that was encrypted. So it's basically everything else. Now, I personally, though, would not want my information, like my license plate, sold, or my email, phone number, vehicle nickname, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's all for sale now. The upside is that they've started at an insanely high price of $125,000 per account. Ooh. No one is probably going to pay that. So unless they dramatically drop their price, I think this data may not actually be sold. However, if you have used your Park Mobile password at any other site tied to the same email address, which a lot of people do, and I keep saying it over and over, stop reusing the passwords. And if you have the Park Mobile app, it is very wise to go and change your password right now.
Okay. A word to the wise, as they say. Coming up, Dell is issuing a security patch. We'll find out why and what models it affects after this.
Hearing loss is the third most common chronic condition among older Americans. Yet some people are delaying care, partly due to the pandemic. Diane Nenz from United Healthcare Hearing recommends virtual care options for testing and treatment.
Hearing health is connected to overall health, so improving access to hearing aids may lower the risk of depression and dementia, reduce the frequency of falls, and improve overall quality of life.
What advances are making it easier to access treatment?
Our new virtual care option called Right to You builds on our home-delivered hearing healthcare model and is designed to reduce the need for in-person appointments for hearing aid adjustments and support. Through Right to You, people with a mild to moderate hearing loss can save up to 60% on custom programmed hearing aids. United Healthcare members can potentially save even more.
For more about Right to You, plus an online hearing test, go to UHCHearing.com. That's UHCHearing.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, so what's the scoop on this Dell security breach?
Dell has released a security patch that fixes a vulnerability that affects many, many Dell computers going all the way back to 2009. So, and they've also issued instructions on how to install this patch to your computer if it's affected. The vulnerability is present in a driver used by Dell and Alienware's firmware updates, the update utilities, and it allows an attacker to gain full permission in Windows. So this is not a good, this is a big vulnerability. If you have a Dell computer, there's a good chance that you're on this list. It has over 380 models listed on it, including some of the latest models, as well as the gaming laptops that Dell makes. So they listed 200 affected computers that it considers to even be no longer receiving service. So if you own a Dell, I'd go onto the website today, go to the Frequently Asked Questions page, and it will talk you through. It'll walk you through how to do all this, how to do the update. But don't leave your computer sitting vulnerable, because if they discovered this, hackers are definitely onto it as well.
Really? All right. Did you see the story about the lightsaber from Disney?
Yeah. Huh? Very cool.
You going to get one?
I don't know, but I can guarantee my husband will want one. If this becomes like a real thing that they send out to the market, it's, and it looked really cool. It looks exactly like the way the movies did. A lot of people are going to be lining up for this.
So what is their, how does it work? It looks like battery powered,
obviously. It
looks like
it's a big flashlight in a sense. Uh-huh. It looks, at the actress who was playing Rey for, as one of the Disney park attractions, yeah. They used her as the demonstrator of it. And, mm-hmm. And it looks, it powers on just like it does in the movie. So you have this very powerful light.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Yeah. So yeah. It's got the green or the blue, but, essentially, it's just a really powerful light, but it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, well, as long as it doesn't do the same thing that the real lightsaber does.
No, it does not. No hands will be chopped off.
I can see my son, who is a big Star Wars fan, getting one of these. It's 59 pounds.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.